don't touch that dial, because there's nothing else on. You might just as well listen to Blondie. Blondie, rebroadcast for the servicemen and women of the United Nations, with Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake as Blondie and Dagwood Bumpstead, respectively. Before we join the Bumpsteads at Shady Lane Avenue, let's gather around the bandstand for a curtain raiser from Lenny Kahn and his orchestra. Raise that curtain, Len.
Visit with our neighbors, the Bumpsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. And his next-door neighbor, Herb Woodley, are usually feuding with each other. Today is no exception. Already there have been a couple of border clashes, and right now, while Blondie is in the kitchen, Dagwood is doing a little reconnaissance around Woodley's garage. All is quiet. And then...
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose that means he's got another black eye or a bloody nose or a shoe has come untied. They've done nothing but fight all day.
Oh, there you are. Oh, my.
Dagwood,
what?
What are you doing with your finger in that mouth sack?
Well, you know, I told you that I thought it was Woodley who's been taking tools out of my garage at night and putting them back the next night.
Yes?
Yeah, well, I wanted to see if he had any of my tools in his garage. And I was reaching inside the window if you unlocked the door when wham. Oh, boy, does it hurt.
Well, take your finger out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. Woodley did it, Blondie. It was a booby trap.
I guess he trapped one, then.
Yeah.
Look, Dagwood, there's a note on the mouse cat.
A note?
I wonder what it is.
Maybe it's an apology, huh?
Let me see.
Well, what'd you say?
It says, nuts to you, Bumpstead. My, what a lovely sentiment.
Yes, sentiment, huh? I'll murder that white guy. I'll rip him to shreds. I'll tear him into squares and hang him out like diamonds. I'll knock him into chunks and kick him around till I lose him.
Dagwood, for heaven's sake.
Don't try to stop.
Dagwood, it stops.
Yes, dear.
Now, Dagwood, in the first place, I don't think that Mr. Woodley has really been stealing tools out of your garage.
Well, my hand drill is gone.
Is that a thing that you hold and turn like an egg beater?
Yeah. I'd give $100 to know where that is.
Oh, Mr. Woodley does have that. And hand over the $100.
Huh? But how do you know he has it?
Because I loaned it to him.
Oh.
Now, hand over the $100.
That was just a figure of speech, Blondie.
But, Dagwood, you promised.
I didn't mean it literally, Blondie. It was just a figure of speech.
Oh, Dagwood.
Besides, why did you give the drill to Woodley?
Well, he said he preferred to borrow it from me.
He preferred, huh? He never would have gotten it from me.
He said that, too. Now, stop making making so much over nothing at all. You're not losing any tools. They're getting returned, aren't they?
Well...
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself, the way you've been fighting with Mr. Woodley. He's very nice, and I think he really likes you a lot.
He's nice, huh?
Yes.
I doubt that.
Now, look, Dagwood, you always start the trouble. I wish you'd promise me something.
Well, all right. What is it, Blondie?
The next time you and Mr. Woodley meet, you let him talk first. You'd be surprised. You know, you'll probably say something very nice.
Yeah, but
now, let's see who's at the door. Will you do that now?
Yeah. Well, okay, Blondie. I promise to be nice.
And I'm sure he'll say something that'll just surprise you.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mr. Woodley.
Hello, Blondie. Hello, stupid.
Hello, good-looking.
Who are you calling good-looking?
Oh.
Why am I complaining?
Yeah.
Or did you sneer when you said it?
What do you want, Mr. Woodley?
Bumstead, I accuse you of stealing one of my mousetraps. Come on, now, hand it over.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to turn it in for a trap that's got teeth in it.
Oh, Blondie, but please let me get in there.
Now, look out, Bumstead. Don't touch me.
I only just want to pinch him once or twice. Oh, come on, Blondie. Go ahead and let me
help. Now, don't come near me, Bumstead.
No, Dagwood. If you hit Mr. Woodley, you're going to have trouble with me.
Go ahead. Hit me. I dare you. Just try to start something.
Start something, huh? Okay, Woodley, you asked for it. And now you're going to get it.
Dagwood?
He's going to get the mousetrap. I'll be right back.
Oh, Mr. Woodley, why do you and Dagwood have to fight like this?
Well, we don't have to, but it's more fun this way.
Now, couldn't you be nice to him when he comes back with the mousetrap? You know, just say something pleasant. Won't you do it, please?
Well, I do want to borrow his electric jigsaw.
Then you will do it for old time's sake, Mr. Woodley?
No. But I'll do it for the electric jigsaw. Oh, here he comes.
Well, I got the mousetrap for you.
Ah, oh, that's swell of you, Dagwood. You're really a swell guy, old palsy-walsy.
Yeah. Thanks, Herb. Here's the trap.
Thanks, Dagwood. Oh, my finger!
What's Pop laying on his stomach out by the garage for? Looks like he's out hunting snipe.
He's out hunting Woodley. He's trying to catch Mr. Woodley, but he's more likely to catch a cold.
Gosh, sometimes Pop seems just like a big kid.
Well, that's normal. I mean, all grown men act like children from time to time. You should see them at conventions. No, I guess I'd rather you didn't see them.
I know what you mean. Everyone ends up wearing funny hats.
With confetti in their hair.
Well, let's go out and see if Pop's had any success.
All right, Alexander. Now, be careful, Alexander. These back steps are very dark.
Okay. Hiya, Pop. What's cooking? Or maybe I should say, what's freezing?
Have you caught Mr. Woodley yet?
Oh, for the love of Pete. Not so loud.
Well, you haven't answered my question yet, Dagwood.
No, I haven't caught him yet, and stop talking so loud.
So loud, Pop.
Oh, yes. Please go away. As long as you're here, no one will sneak up to the garage.
Why not?
Yeah, well, because of...
Who said that? Hello, Mr. Niles.
Hiya, Mr. Niles.
Hello, folks. Why, what's the matter, Dagwood? You leaped like a salmon going upstream.
Yeah.
And what were you doing on the ground?
Oh, please be quiet. Whispering about. He told himself. Yeah, that's right. I did.
Dagwood, it's getting very chilly. Come on inside.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess I've got everything rigged up now. Let's see.
What's that clothesline you got there, Pop?
The clothesline? Yeah, well, it's attached to a lot of junk and stuff that I put up on the garage roof, you see. Now, when Woodley tries to sneak into the garage tonight and walk under it, I pull the rope and crash.
Pretty subtle stuff, dear.
Yeah, well, hey, Blondie, Come on, get inside quick. Here comes someone.
Come on, Alexander. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to pull his cord. Oh, boy. Woodley will get plonked with everything but the kitchen sink. Hey, one of the things I've got up there is a kitchen sink. Here he comes. He's almost there. I'll say something to him and then pull the rope before he can answer. Is that my friend, Herb Woodley?
No, it's your boss, Casey Dillis.
Oh, look out, Mr. Dillis! Oh!
myself now or later. Mr. Dithers! Mr. Dithers, where are you? I'll dig you out, Mr. Dithers. Oh, there you are. Wait a minute now. Let me get that clock spring out of your ear. Well, I guess I sort of surprised you. Could you be laughing, Mr. Dithers?
Well, we'll all have to go sometime. Oh, Mr. Dithers, you're overdue. Well, go right now.
No, Mr. Dithers. Now, don't do anything you'd regret. Because you've got a lot. Well, you've got a lot off steam, so go ahead and blow your top. Just don't blow it my way.
Bumstead! You pickle-headed, waffle-witted, blubber-brained, dopey, drooling, dribbling, dog-faced drip.
You left out nincompoop.
Oh, Bumstead, you can't possibly have a brain. I'll bet 20 to 1 that stuff sloshing around inside your dome is rancid rhubarb. With hominy grits.
You think it is, huh? Well, that's a bet. Yeah, and then how are you going to prove it?
Easy. Just hand me an axe.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Dithers. Wait just a minute. I surrender. I didn't know it was you.
I told you I was coming over tonight.
Yes, but I thought you'd drive over.
Well, I ran out of coupons. Had a walk over. I took the shortcut through the alley.
Did I hear a noise out here? Oh, hello, Mr. Dithers.
That was no more than a noise. It was almost an assassination.
Oh, Mr. Dithers, did you draw the lucky number?
Yeah, I hit the jackpot.
Come on in, Mr. Dithers.
Well, thank you, Blondie.
Can I come in, too?
Oh, yes, dear.
Yeah, I was afraid I'd have to sleep with Daisy and the puppies tonight. And then I'd have to spend all of tomorrow scratching myself.
Now, I'd like to know an explanation for all that gunk I stepped into.
Well, Mr. Dithers, someone has been stealing tools out of my garage. They would steal them one night and then put them back the next. Now, I think it's Herb Woodley. That's who I had the trap set for.
Dagwood's already called the police about it.
Yeah.
I think that's enough.
Oh, no, it isn't, Blondie. I want to really pour it on.
Oh, Herb Woodley, eh?
Yeah.
Well, let's set the trap up again.
Okay, J.C., okay.
Only this time, I'll booby up the trap. You, Hoobie Bay.
Now, Mr. Dithers, the idea of a man your age.
My age? I'm only 36. 39? 42? 42 and a half? For heaven's sake, stop me. 45? Okay, so I went to Sunday school with Magellan.
Blondie, it's our duty as citizens to apprehend any crooks that are at large.
Can we help it if it turns out to be fun?
But instead of merely killing a person, you ought to find some way to mark him so you'll know who it is tomorrow.
That's a great idea, Blondie.
Oh, boy.
Dagwood.
Huh?
Do you happen to have about half a can of old green paint?
Oh, dear. Why didn't I keep quiet?
Quiet now. Don't move.
Yeah.
Here comes somebody.
Hey. Look, he's got a flashlight.
I'm watching. See how much better this is, Dagwood?
Yeah.
The string that tips over the paint can goes in the window here. You don't have to lie out in the cold.
Oh, Mr. Dithers, you're a genius.
Oh, you're just saying that. Look. Look, he's going to the garage.
Oh, this'll teach Woodley.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, he's getting closer now.
Hey, he's right on me. Here goes.
Oh! Oh, boy, a bullseye. Come on, Casey.
I wouldn't make a bad bombardier, would I?
Well, what happened out here?
I wonder. Oh, what happened?
Huh?
Something fell off of the roof and hit me on the head. Well, who are you?
I'm Officer Hannigan.
Oh, good night, Edward.
Stick around, Mr. J.C. Dithers, 414 South Oak Street.
Why, Bumstead, 5 feet 11, weight 165, eyes blue.
I was checking up on a report we had about powder.
I wonder what this stuff is on my head. Well, I dropped his black leg and won't work. It seems like syrup.
Yeah, it's molasses. Oh.
Yeah, it gets plain molasses without the cornbread, huh?
Gee, no. Well, it don't taste like molasses.
Well, it's a wartime substitute, a sort of a victory molasses.
It's all over my new uniform. It's comfy molasses. It has sort of a dark green taste.
Now, there's a man who can taste colors.
Yeah. You are so right. Here's something to have to get it off.
What is it?
A paint remover.
No,
it's just, molasses remover.
Yes. That pixie molasses is really rough.
Oh.
Well, what's going on out here? Did you see spill that green paint on someone?
No.
Green paint.
Oh, dear. A policeman.
She didn't say green paint. She said, you take it, J.C.
You heard her. She said,
did I say something wrong?
Oh, green paint, eh?
Yeah, well.
And an officer of the law, eh? Come on, you guys are going to jail.
Now, let go of me. I'll stand on my constitutional rights.
Don't care, stand on them in the junk.
Yeah, and I'll stand on my habeas corpus.
Oh, double jointed, eh? Come on, you.
Well, it must have happened last night when I was down at the police station. But anyway, my electric jigsaw is gone.
Oh, dear. And Mr. Woodley wanted to borrow that yesterday.
Oh, he did, huh?
There he is. He got some now. Oh, hello there, Mr. Woodley.
Hello, Blondie. Hello, jailbird.
Hello, you saw snicker.
Now, stop. Don't go another step or I'll sue you for trespassing on my property.
Why, Mr. Woodley, that's our property for another 15 feet.
Yeah, well, where's that stake that marks the property line?
There it is. Right behind you.
Yeah?
Behind us?
Woodley, you moved those stakes last night.
Oh, Dagwood, how could you think I'd stoop so low?
Stoop, huh? You have to stretch up to do such a low trick, you stoop. Look out, Ronnie. I'm going to pull these stakes up again.
You touch them, I'll call that cop.
Look out. Here they go.
Hey, officer. Hey, help. Hey, officer.
Dagwood, don't. Here comes the policeman.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm in the wrong.
Now, please, Dagwood.
What's going on here?
He's trying to move the property line stake.
I don't care what anybody knows. You again.
Well, it's you, Mr. Bumstead, huh?
Yeah.
I guess you recognized me by my green eyebrows, didn't you?
Well, Earl Green is very becoming to an Irishman.
Shut up!
Oh.
Officer, the stake has been moved.
Oh, has it, Mr. Woodley?
I rather doubt it.
Oh, you do, eh? Well, then, so do I. Would you like to prepare charges against Bumstead?
Well...
Oh, please don't, Mr. Woodman.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. I'd be delighted to book him at the station again.
Well, it would be a better world if we could keep him behind bars.
Yeah, well, I just dare you to arrest me. Go ahead. I'll take this to the Supreme Court.
I could charge you with a lot of things. I'd tell you something before I get to the station.
Officer Hannigan.
Yes?
Show him your tall and your dark and your handsome. Show him your jabbers. Now, you wouldn't arrest a fine drop of a husband like him, would you?
Why, you'd be a jizz. Oh. Oh, so you're Irish, Arlo.
Uh-huh.
Well, me mitter came from the old side, you know.
Yeah, and me sitter came from there, too. Sure, and it's going to be a broad, wet, moonlit hit to me.
Yes, excuse me, Hannigan. Officer Hannigan, surely you don't want to arrest a man called Dagwood, Clancy, O'Houlihan, Shanahan, Bumstead?
Boy, he's as right.
He's as hard as clean.
But not as clean. Go ahead and
throw them in a jug, officer.
No, I let the office sign them, sir.
Yes, thank you. And Aaron go brawl.
But look now, leave those sticks where they are.
Yes, sir.
Long, Dagwood.
Oh, I'm going to get that goods on that guy Woodley tonight. I'm going to rig up those tin cans again and... Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll fix up my flashlight camera so it'll take a picture and catch Woodley in the act.
More coffee, dear?
Oh, hey, thanks, Blondie. Gosh, I can't wait to take that film out of the developer and see how Woodley turned out in the picture. Yeah, where's Ellie Candy?
Oh, he's got to go to school pretty soon. But I think he went out in the backyard. Oh, I guess he's coming in now.
Oh, Bob, I got a little present for you. I made him myself. Oh. Here it is.
Oh, say, this is wonderful. This is marvelous. This has got me fooled.
I know you only use one tie. This is the world's only and fanciest one-tie tie rack.
Just what I needed. Hey, when did you make this?
Well, I want to surprise you, so I've been making it in Mr. Woodley's garage. But I had to borrow your tools.
It was... Oh, so you're the one who's been stealing
Dagwood?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you very much for the tie thing, Alexander.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Pop. Well, I'm going to go to school now. So long, folks. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
Now, you see, Dagwood, you were all wrong.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here you've been feuding with Mr. Woodley over nothing at all. He's been entirely innocent.
Yeah, gosh, I'm a dope. Blondie, I said I'm a dope.
I heard you, dear. Yeah.
Well, aren't you going to contradict me?
No, dear.
Come in. Why, it's Mr. Woodley.
Hello, my dear friend.
Yeah. Hello, stupid.
Dagwood, pal. I come here to ask you, please, not to develop that flashlight picture you took of me last night. Yeah,
well, I...
Why, Mr. Woodley, was it you?
Yeah, but what were you doing out there?
Well, you won't tell Harriet, will you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I won't either.
Well, the flashlight bulb went off when I was climbing over the fence. I was sneaking home for a little poker game.
Yeah? Poker, huh?
You won't tell Harriet. You won't tell Harriet now.
No, but I may just show her the picture.
Poker, huh? Did you lose your shirt?
No, just my shoes and sport jacket.
But didn't the noise of the cans and things break Harriet up?
Well, yeah, but I went upstairs and told her I just finished beating up a burglar. You know Harriet, she's plenty dumb.
Well, Mr. Woodley, will you move those stakes back where they belong?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll be glad to, Blondie. Will you give me that negative?
Well, Woodley, we won't show it to Harriet unless we have trouble with you in the future.
Oh, you won't, my dear friend. I assure you, you won't. Mm. I'll go right out and put the stakes back, Chief. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, goodbye. And after this, watch your step when you're dealing with a bumpkin.
Oh, yes,
sir.
Yeah. Better. Well, dear, let's take a look at the negative, shall we?
Yeah.
I'd like to see how the picture turns out. Open the closet door and take it out of the telephone.
Okay, Bondi. I hope Woodley looks guilty in the picture.
He's bound to without a coat and shoes.
Yeah, well, there it is. Well, let's hold it up to the light and see it.
Oh, yes. He turned out very well.
Yes. Hey, look at that.
Isn't that a dream?
Yeah, I'll take it, Bondi.
Oh, dear. You know, I've never seen a more surprised expression on Daisy's face.
It is I. What kind of grammar is that? Hey, that's correct, isn't it?
Oh, naturally. I came back to get my geography book. Incidentally, Alexander, you came in a little late last night.
Yeah, it was 9:30. I was over at Baby Snook's house. I love that gal.
Yeah, well, what made you so late?
Snook and I had a reviver father.
Huh?
What happened? Did she knock a base off onto his head or something? No, that was another time.
Oh.
As president of our kids' club, I went over to pick up some Life magazines for the paper drive. Earlier in the day, I left a note, but somehow it seemed to scare her father to sell it.
Yeah, but what did the note say?
Oh, nothing special. Mm. It was signed the Scorpion. That's our club.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, "We are coming to take your life at 9 o'clock sharp." Oh, dear. You and Baby Snook make quite a pair.